For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is a breaking news update on the murder trial of fired Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. The trial is happening now at the Frank Crowley Courts building in Dallas. This update is part of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. Catch up on our previous episodes by searching for the Dallas Morning News in your preferred podcast player. You'll also find links at dallasnews.com. And please note, these breaking reports may contain explicit language or mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Dallas County prosecutors rested their case following a day of largely technical testimony as jurors got their first look inside Amber Geiger's apartment. Prosecutors pointing out differences they say she should have seen.
This is Jennifer Emily, and I'm covering the Amber Geiger trial for the Dallas Morning News. I've left the Frank Crowley Courts building in Dallas. It's Thursday evening. Court ended early today. The prosecution rested its case against Amber Geiger after a fourth day of testimony. The day was highlighted by prosecutor Jason Hermes, who contrasted the efforts of police officers and paramedics with Geiger texting on her phone in a spotless uniform. Let's break it down. We heard from Texas Ranger Michael Adcock. Chemical tests showed Geiger had no blood on her uniform after she shot Botham Jean. Blue latex gloves in her pocket also showed no signs of blood and appeared to be unused in photos shown in court. Keep in mind, the affidavit from last year, used to get an arrest warrant for Geiger, says she performed CPR on Jean.
Contents of the uniform, those appear to be standard issue latex gloves.
Yes, sir.
Do you see any apparent blood on any of those gloves that were within the uniform of the defendant?
Not from that picture, no, sir.
Jurors also heard from Dallas Police Officer Tu Nguyen. He was one of the first officers to arrive at Botham Jean's apartment after he was shot. When he got there, two other officers were already performing CPR. Prosecutor Jason Hermes showed Nguyen photos of Amber Geiger in the hallway while officers inside the apartment used life-saving measures. She'd been told to move away from Jean because she was the one who shot him.
And what was Amber Geiger doing? What was the defendant doing as you were going into the apartment?
She was walking away.
Okay. Was she on her phone?
I couldn't remember.
Stopped video at 22 seconds in. Does it appear that she's on her phone at this time?
Yes, sir.
Does it appear that she's texting?
It looks like it, sir.
And just as far as a relationship is what you're going to find out. What's happening inside 1478 right now is what you're fixing to learn.
Officer Lee and Officer Blair was giving CPR to Mr. John.
Hermes also used the video to show the urgent life-saving measures officers took that night. Officer Nguyen is shown near Jean's feet, moving Jean's sandals out of the way. He raises Jean's legs onto a pillow because Jean is in shock. That was an attempt to push blood back into his heart.
I hope you don't think, because I know you can't be part of a whole trial. This is not a criticism. What you guys did was exceptionally heroic. Every one of you Dallas officers that went in. So I hope you understand this is not a criticism of you. But things are being moved, including those sandals. And we don't know how much more or less they were moved by you or probably the other 15 officers on the scene. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
Placement of Jean's sandals has been a focus for much of the trial. Defense attorneys say they show Jean's proximity to Geiger when she fired. On the other hand, prosecutors say the sandals were moved while officers tended to Jean, and therefore aren't reliable evidence. Judge Tammy Kemp agreed. She didn't allow the testimony about the sandals showing where Jean was when Geiger shot him. Nguyen testified that he moved the sandals away from Jean and toward the door, closer to where Geiger stood when she fired at Jean. The defense wants to show Jean was so close to Geiger that she was reasonable, though ultimately wrong, in believing her life was in danger when she shot him. Adcock told jurors that Jean's body was 13 to 15 feet from the door. The doctor who performed the autopsy said it's possible Jean was able to take a few steps, even though he had been shot through the heart. So on Friday, we're expecting the defense to begin telling their side of the story. Geiger will testify. It's just a matter of when. I'll be back in the courtroom, and we'll bring you the latest updates. Until then, I'm Jennifer Emily for the Dallas Morning News. You can find our live updates from the trial at dallasnews.com, where I go into more detail about the case.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Robinson, and I'm a journalist with the Dallas Morning News. I'm also one of the producers of this audio series on the Amber Geiger trial. Right now, I'm spending my days at the courthouse with writer Jennifer Emily, and then we come back to the newsroom to produce these special reports. If you want to help support new projects like this one and all of our journalism, it's simple. Please subscribe to the Dallas Morning News. You'll find a special offer just for our listeners at dallasnews.com/audio.
This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Nguyen, with editing by Matt Peterson. Our music is by Jason Reimer. Special thanks to our partners at NBC5. Until next time, thanks for listening.